More of the double overtime on WAER. Zach Mullen, Eric Duke. The man to my left is now our reporter, Tim Langlois. He was at the game today for WAER covering it for us. What was, after Scott Schaefer's disastrous press conference last week, how did he conduct himself just in general, his attitude?
His attitude was pretty similar, I think, to what we've seen so far. Calm, collected. He didn't, one thing he said probably midway through the press conference was, how not to take this one too seriously is to get the team too high, because it was against a Wagner and they just played two Big Ten teams, so not to weigh this one too heavily.
So there wasn't any pounding of the podium, or getting pumped up to answer
questions, or anything really.
Like that. Darn. As long as he doesn't answer them sideways, I'm okay with the other stuff, I guess.
Why did Scott Schaefer, I still don't understand, choose ahead of time the whole QB split thing, because we knew Terrell Hunt was going in the game. And now that it's after the fact, he had to be asked that, I would think.
He was. And he said that, really, he said it would be hard to go against Terrell Hunt for the Tulane game. He talked a lot about moving on to the Tulane game. And he said it would be tough for him to go against Hunt. But he said ask him again tomorrow, and he might have a different answer. I mean, Hunt... Someone asked him also about his deep ball, and he said it was very impressive. And I think we all saw that it was definitely good enough to get the job done. It's not like Drew Allen's deep ball was way better, and that should give him the starting job or anything like that.
We've got our reporter Tim Langlois in with us on the double overtime. Zach Mullen and Eric Duick here with you until 9 o'clock. What did Schaefer say about just the feeling of getting his first win as a head coach?
Yeah, he was happy about that, and I know he mentioned he always likes to do with his family and his son, and how it was good to get the win here at home. Someone did ask him also about the crowd and how it wasn't a big crowd really for this game, and he said that we have to do things on the field to make people come out for the games, but he didn't say he was disappointed at the crowd. He said he was appreciative of all the people who did come out and support the team.
Describe the crowd for us.
Yeah, it was. I don't remember seeing an attendance number.
The
did 33 you guys see it?
Was the official number, but there were probably 20,000 people there.
Yeah, that seemed high for me. I didn't think
there
it was.
There was no way.
I thought
and
it was maybe
with,
half full.
That's with what I understand were free student tickets.
Right, but as far as noise and enthusiasm?
Occasionally it got loud. I think that was early on, really, when Terrell Hunt first got in the game.
Whoa, Drew Allen's done!
Really, that's all it was. But it felt like there was, you know, the crowd started to trickle out in the second half, obviously.
Not surprising. But what about how Drew Allen actually played and the differences between the two? Because people had to be questioning his decision to begin with, going back to Penn State.
Right, and he said, really, don't get on Drew Allen too much for this one. He said that he played two Big Ten teams, this is what Schaefer said, and that Hunt played against Wagner. Although, I know what you're going to say, probably, that, you know, Allen played in this game, too.
That feeds into your point, though, then, that would be not giving Allen a fair shake. Now, I still don't buy your point that Allen should be blaming Schaefer. Allen has nobody to blame but himself, but a little weird that you suddenly just choose after three series to make the switch.
Yeah, part of it I think has to do with how Drew Allen played, though, in those first three series.
It did.
I think he had -1 yards. It wasn't impressive at all. Tim Langlois is the man in studio with us. He's a reporter. He went to the press conference, covered the game. Did you get a chance to hear from Drew Allen or Terrell Hunt just how their attitudes were?
Terrell Hunt was up there after the game. I really didn't get a chance. I was focusing on getting our interview. I mostly heard the Schaefer press conference, but... you know, Hunt has to be, you know, pretty satisfied with that, you know, especially after, you know, only getting a short glimpse in that Northwestern game. He got a full chance to prove, you know, how he can play, I think, more than he probably thought coming in this one.
In person, how impressive were some of his passes? Because it looked pretty good on the TV.
It did. You hit him pretty much in stride on, I think, two of them. I can't remember who caught those, but pretty much in stride. You don't know how much of that is the Wagner defense, too.
Mm-hmm.
Did Schaefer acknowledge not just the quarterbacks, but the offense around the quarterback? Because one of my biggest takeaways, not just that the quarterbacks are obviously different athletically, but how different Jared West is with Terrell Hunt under center. There's no doubt the number one receiver in West had a completely different rapport with Hunt.
And also West, Schaefer mentioned this, but then West spoke at the press conference. His grandfather actually passed away this morning, and he still went out and played and had a really great game. And he said he was praying in the end zone before the game. And I thought that was a very interesting nugget, because he had a great game today.
He really did. There was a big difference, as you mentioned, with Drew Allen throwing the football compared to Jared
West. Didn't do squat in the first two games.
Yeah, so you switch the quarterback and things change. We've got Tim Langlois with us on the double overtime, Zach Maul and Eric Duick. How did Schaefer feel about his defense pitching that shutout?
He was pretty happy. Again, I think he weighed the Wagner thing into it a little bit too, but he didn't talk that much about the defense. I'll tell you that, but he had to be happy, you know. I think he really concentrated on it's Wagner. Don't worry too much, you know. Don't focus too much on that.
All right, Tim, we'll get you out of here on our favorite segment, the news, yes. Notes, and nuggets. I hope you've got a good one.
Okay. Syracuse is 11-0 all time in the FCS.
We're
not seeing the team pool of Kansas State.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's embarrassing.
That's since 1978, when the separation occurred. And this is also their 699th all-time victory for the Syracuse program.
Did not know that.
Yeah,
so
that's
700's coming up.
15th all-time. So they're high up on the list, despite the past decade of relative ineptness, really.
And one last thing, Jim Boeheim was also in the press box.
Jimmy B, taking
up
in
some
football.
Area in one of the boxes to get a look at Coach Scott Schaefer's first win.
Hopefully he wasn't taking any notes on Schaefer's coaching ability.
Hey, now don't.
Is that a cheap shot? I'm sorry.
That was a cheap shot.
I'm sorry.
I think that's a little bit early to start ripping on
it
Schaefer's
is,
coaching
it is,
ability
but,
now.
Hey.
All right, that's a reporter, Tim Langlois. Tim, thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you, guys.